With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Washington, D.C.'s Performing Arts Center, an American cultural landmark, is getting a new name. It's a name that has some Democrats seeing red.
On several occasions this year, President Trump joked about adding his name to the Kennedy Center. But now, the name change is happening. The president's hand-picked board has voted to rename it the Trump Kennedy Center. Democrats say only Congress has the power to change the name, and that the board, who is chaired by Donald Trump, had overstepped its legal authority. Some members of the Kennedy family call the move unacceptable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The man wanted for the deadly Brown University mass shooting has been found dead. Former Brown student Claudio Neves Valente was found in a storage unit in Salem, New Hampshire. Providence, Rhode Island Police Chief Oscar Perez.
I'm extremely proud of this department, actually the officers, the detectives, the real-time crime center, the community response team, the intelligence division, the narcotics division, the task force.
He says they all work together to solve the case, although there's been no word yet on a motive. No more federal funding of transgender surgery for minors. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy says new regulations have been issued.
The first rule will bar hospitals that participate in Medicare and Medicaid, which is almost every hospital, from performing these dangerous and harmful procedures. The second rule prohibits the federal Medicaid dollars from funding the sex-rejecting procedures on minors.
Barring a successful appeal, Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan could be sentenced to up to 5 years prison. She's been convicted of felony obstruction for helping an illegal immigrant escape ICE agents. Wall Street, Dow futures down 18 points, NASDAQ futures up 77. This is SRN News. New report on miscarriage, abortion, and grief.
Published in the Journal of Psychosomatic Obstetrics and Gynecology, it reveals that nearly 40% of women who lose a child either by miscarriage or abortion suffer grief over the loss for up to 20 years thereafter. The study also indicates that many women feel guilty about their abortions, causing them not to seek counseling, adding, quote, even those seeking mental health care are hesitant to disclose their abortion histories. Michael Harrington reporting.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has unveiled legislative plans designed to curb radicalization and hate in the wake of this week's massacre at a Hanukkah celebration. Among his proposals are measures to broaden the definition of hate speech offenses for preachers and leaders who promote violence, to bolster punishments for such crimes, and to designate some groups as hateful. Albanese says officials should also have greater power to reject or cancel certain people's visas. This is SRN News. A rising star in the world of country music is off the hook.
Country musician Jelly Roll, legal name Jason DeFord, was among 33 people to receive a pardon from Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, acknowledging the award-winning Nashville native's long road back from drugs and prison. He received a non-binding recommendation from the state parole board back in April when he talked about how a pardon would make it easier for him to travel and share his message. After arrests for aggravated robbery and drug dealing when he was younger, Jelly Roll now often visits jails and rehabilitation centers to talk about second chances and has even testified before Congress. Last week, he was invited to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry, and he's received three 2026 Grammy nominations, including Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance. I'm Jennifer King.
Retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife, and their two children are among seven people killed in a plane crash in North Carolina. More details at srnnews.com.